This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And Rhett Lewis is now joining us, NFL Network, Path to the Draft.
Let's go.
And
that's
yeah,
right. We're on the journey, man.
We are, dude. We are here. Yeah. There is nothing that screams like, hey, bro, we're getting in draft season, quite like being in this Hall J of Radio Row in the convention center.
It just feels, you can feel the energy in the air, right? You know?
I don't know if that's energy, right? I think that's actual literal staleness of recycled air.
It might be. It might be.
At least it rained today. I was like, oh, some nice humidity. Go step outside for lunch.
Yeah, but look, this is a marquee tentpole event on the path to the draft, and it's a great opportunity to understand more about the NFL community that makes these decisions, and obviously the players that are going to hear their name called, you know, in April in Green Bay, which is ultimately what we're trying to get to.
For sure. So since you just mentioned the way that the decision makers go, I'll start with the question that I'm asking literally everyone who sits in that chair this week, which is when you watch the Commanders' success last year, and it was so unpredictable and so unprecedented in many ways. Is there something you learned about how a team can find success in the NFL or about team building that you go like, wow, I really feel like I learned that from Washington?
Well, they get the quarterback right. So
that is certainly a valid answer.
That is probably the easiest answer. And truthfully, I mean, it's probably the most impactful answer. Now, the other part of it is they got the head coach right. And when you start rattling off like, all right, we got to have a top-notch talent evaluator. Nailed that one with Adam Peters. We got to have a culture-building leader as a head coach in Dan Quinn. Nailed that one. Guys, you know, that want to rally around and be better for him and for the team, nailed that. And then we got to get a quarterback that carries the message of both of those two leaders in that power structure in this organization and filter it down throughout the rest of the team. Nailed it. Like, okay, yeah, sure. Can we get better on the offensive line? Absolutely. Can we find more ways to rush the passer? Absolutely. You know, right. And so, but those three things, I mean, like, that's like the you know, the triangle offense for Phil Jackson.
Holy Grail,
like, that's it,
yeah.
Man. That's the whole thing.
You know, Tirico came on our show in the middle of the season and was like, the four things you need are those three plus ownership.
Oh, sure.
Like, ownership, they also got the ownership piece right, which most teams don't ever have the chance to change.
That's right. That's a good point.
From let's call it not great to real good.
Yeah.
F to A in the NFLPA survey.
That's right.
When you look at that's, by the way, another weird thing. I'm sure all the coaches love the
that
fact
comes out,
that
this
out
week.
Today. Hey, you're all going to be at the podium.
Yeah.
Let's ask you about it. When you look at this draft for Washington and you look at like their team needs, is there something that really stands out to you that you're like, oh, I like the fit of how this draft class fits with the Commanders at the 29th overall pick?
Yeah. So, like, the way that I have it, you know, I think edge, I think tackle, I think additional wide receiver, understanding that a lot of the kind of ancillary pieces there outside of Terry McLaurin are either free agents or, you know, are or not
him,
coming
him
back.
Him and Luke are the only two guys that are, like, real NFL receivers on the roster.
That are back. Yeah. So, this is not a great, in terms of, like, historically comparing receiver classes. This is not, you know, up there in the way it has been in recent years. But, obviously, you know, let's see, picking at 29, I think you're still going to get a fantastic defensive lineman there.
Yeah.
You know, is a Walter Nolan from Ole Miss available there, you know, with Jonathan Allen potentially on his way out, right? Is there a Donovan Ezeraku as an edge rusher from BC who is a half sack away from the FBS lead this year, right behind Mike Green, who's probably going to go 10 spots ahead of where the Commanders are picking, if not more. So I think they're going to have an opportunity to get a badass type of player on one side of the ball that not only fits a need but fills the value portion, and you're nailing like the strength of this draft on that front.
Yeah, Rhett Lewis, NFL Network, Path to the Draft with us. You can, of course, watch Path to the Draft. What time are you guys nightly at this point?
So we begin the debut of Path to the Draft is the last Monday in March. I believe that's the 31st, and we'll start at 6 Eastern time. But we are on an hour before all the combine drills begin this weekend.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, kind of providing a primer.
Check that out on NFL Network. Speaking of the combine actual drills, like,
yes,
is there a guy that you can't wait to watch test, either because you're like, that dude's going to be a freak and I can't wait to watch the show,
right,
or because you're like, I want to see if that guy can run the way I think he can, and if he can, that's going to help his draft stock half a round or whatever it is?
Yeah, so I think it's intriguing on both fronts, right? And I think, you know, Jalen Walker from Georgia, not sure if he's actually going to do anything. I don't know if they've said anything official, but there's certainly buzz that he's not going to compete in some of those athletic testing drills here. That would be unfortunate. I think he would blow it up. I think when I look at a player like Will Johnson, he fits on the other side of the scheme, where I think the cornerbacks actually have some real value in these drills, maybe more so than other position groups. You do want to see long speed from that group. And we didn't see a lot of Will Johnson this year at Michigan. Now, he could be, outside of Travis Hunter, the next corner off the board, if that's how you're, you know, characterizing Travis Hunter. But he's got potential to be like CB1 type of player in this class. And I think people really want to see, like, all right, how's he feeling? You know, like, what's his recovery look like? What's he been doing? How fast is he really? Because he had tremendous 23 tape, and then we just didn't see a lot of him in 24. So I think he's a player that fits, like, the intrigue. Like, oh, well, I'm really kind of curious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you talk about the 23-24 thing, I was just talking about this with Lance Zierlein in an interview that folks will hear later in the week. But like, how do you try to make sense of some of these guys? There's a bunch of them in this draft that, like, the 23 tape is good.
Yes.
And then the 24 tape, for one reason or another, is not as good. Sometimes it's situation.
Yeah.
I tried to throw Luther Burden at Lance, and he's like, you want to know why it's bad? Because the quarterback was bad in 24. I was like, well, you got that.
But that's a real thing.
Right, for sure. So you got that. You have injuries. You have, some guys are just not allowed a 24 tape, period, because of the injuries. How do you try to suss that out as you put together a board and try to really – talk to evaluators about how they're trying to make sense of that?
So that's where the scouts come into play. That's where you trust your scouting staff to have done, the research and been in the school, at practice, and have talked to coaches and have done the background on the player and have understood it from all different sides. And you can put that in the report. You guys can sit around the table when you're making, having these meetings, these draft meetings, and you can actually do that and have that conversation. So I think it comes down to, again, doing your homework. Call the coaching staff. You're talking to the player. You're talking to his trainer. You're kind of getting all the information, and then you can put together the puzzle for yourself and decide whether you're comfortable with it or not. Burden is certainly one that had higher expectations. He was certainly higher on my list coming into this season than he is at this point. I had him kind of vying for like wide receiver 5 to me at this point. There's a few guys that I like a little better in that group. I mean, obviously, Tet McMillan, Emeka Buka, Matthew Golden. I really like Trey Harris from Ole Miss.
Golden's the guy that I'm intrigued by because we're talking about the guys that can test well. He goes out and runs like 4.3s, especially like 4.35 or below. Then
with great hands.
He's going to all of a sudden find himself in the teens.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a first-round pick. I think Obuka is an absolute stone-cold professional. Like, a team's going to absolutely love him. He's gone in the first round. Then I don't know. I don't know where that goes beyond that. So, that Burden's a good one. I'm trying to think of some other guys that kind of Will Johnson, as I mentioned, certainly fit that bill.
Simmons, Ohio State, because of the injury. That's probably more of an injury thing than a lack of 24.
But that's a part of it too, and that's why the combine's so valuable. You're gonna know what's up with this player by the time you leave Indianapolis.
That's for sure. All right, I will wrap with this question for Rhett Lewis of the NFL Network. The question that I'm asking all the draft specific guys this week: who's your guy? The guy that if you get to sit down and watch tape of anybody, where you're just like, I've already watched this tape, but I just want to watch more of it. I need to round out, oh, God, I got to watch another DB.
Yeah.
Like, who's the guy that's your guy in this draft?
Woody Marks from USC.
Okay, that's a name I haven't heard yet. Tell me more about Woody Marks.
Okay, so Woody Marks began his career at Mississippi State. He is he went to Mississippi State when Joe Moorhead was the head coach, thinking he was going to be a bell cow running back. Mike Leach ends up coming in and like, holy smokes, like now I'm in an air raid offense. Sticks it out with Mike Leach. He is a tough dude. The mischaracterization about people that played for Mike Leach is that they're not tough. It's like air raid. It's all fluff.
You're preaching in the choir. The team with Cliff Kingsbury is the OC, right?
But you couldn't play for Mike Leach if you were not a tough son of a gun. And that dude played with like a broken nose against Alabama. Like Woody Marks stayed in that system, caught a ton of balls. I think set the NCAA record for most catches by a running back in consecutive games. It was like up over 45 at one point. He has more career catches out of the backfield as a running back than every receiver that went to the Senior Bowl outside of Tez Johnson.
Wow.
So if you're into that sort of thing, and he ran, I mean, like he will run between the tackles. He was USC's best offensive player this year.
I love that. That is now a guy that I want to go watch because especially if he's got experience with the air raid and maybe some of the stuff that Cliff's running. Feel a little familiar.
Yeah.
And you're running back, so there you go. Rhett Lewis, Path to the Draft. Again, they're on before the combine drills this weekend and then starting in late March, 6 o'clock nightly on NFL Network. Ben Standing joins us live on set here in Indianapolis next on the Team 980.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.